A group of South Philly teenagers are flying across the world at the end of August to compete in the centuries-old sport of dragon boat racing. WHYY's Emily Neal has that story.
Whose boat?
Our boat.
Whose boat?
Our boat.
DP on three. One, two, three.
DP.
The sun glints off the Schuylkill River as the Discovery Pathways youth dragon boat team glides through the water. Their paddles cut through the thick, humid air while they push off from the deck.
Focus on pressure on the blade.
It's one of the final practices for the team before they journey across the globe to the Dragon Boat World Championships in Taiwan.
Power 10 in 3, 2, 1.
Quimera Smith Lewis, 15, says the team's journey is an underdog story.
We didn't start out with a lot. We try to train as much as we can, but there are a lot of obstacles in our way. And even with all that, we still managed to show up and make the time for it.
Those obstacles included a hacked GoFundMe, says Adam Forbes. He's the coach of the youth dragon boat team and executive director at Discovery Pathways, a small nonprofit based in South Philly focused on environmental education and health. The kids got most of their money back, and they are continuing to fundraise on a different platform, Forbes says.
The teens love the motto of hungry dogs run faster, so we're always just pushing through challenges.
The trip to Taiwan will be the first time Smith Lewis, a sophomore at Franklin Learning Center, steps aboard a plane. She says the team of 12 owes its accomplishments to communication and dedication. She joined in part to conquer her fear of water and also because it, quote, seemed very interactive.
A lot of the time when I'm on a team, usually like athletic sports, it seems like every man for themselves, but this is unlike track or cross country. You're all in, you know, like I said, close proximity. You can accept criticism. You can give it if they would like. You can talk to each other, ask each other how they think it went.
Since the Dragon Boat Team program began in 2022, it's grown to include more than 60 teenagers. All are from low-income households, and the majority of the students are also from immigrant and refugee families. The 25 students on the large boat team speak a total of 13 languages between them. Forbes says dragon boat racing helps ensure the team's diversity is also its strength.
It's this like ultimate team sport. Like everyone has to be in perfect unison in the boat. There really can't be any big egos or anyone trying to prove themselves. It has to just be about paddling together in timing. And so we've seen that the kids have been really drawn to it. They've loved it.
The teens also participate in the nonprofit's environmental program by leading public boating days, organizing workouts for their families and communities, and giving public speeches.
This has been a great tie-in for them where they get to work both physically and also mentally. And we've tracked it, and we've seen a lot of improvements in their grade and their schoolwork, and a lot of students, they stay committed to our other program because of Dragon Boat, and so they're like, I gotta stay on the team, and so they're willing to volunteer, to come do anything.
For now, the team is focused on going for the gold in Taiwan, but the teens are also pretty excited to experience its culinary and cultural treasures.
Shui is paddling for beef noodle soup. You guys gotta think something else that motivates you. Some of you said stinky tofu, some of you said night market. You gotta remember what motivates
the
you.
The black fried chicken.
The cherry blossom tree, right? Well,
that's a terrible. The hot spring, bruh.
We have those here.
Whatever their motivations, the teens paddle in sync as the river slips into shadow. One more stroke, one more meter closer to their goal. Emily Neal, WHYY News.